So imagine trying to steer a massive cargo ship, right? But your only steering wheel is this severely outdated rule book.
And a really long one at that.
Exactly, like 5,300 pages long. That was the actual reality for the post-1994 South African government. Welcome to today's deep dive, where we are looking at their white paper on human resource management in the public service.
Which was essentially their blueprint for overhauling a workforce of what, 1.2 million people?
Yeah, 1.2 million, accounting for over 50% of all public expenditure. So, okay, let's unpack this. They wanted to tear down this rigidly centralized bureaucracy, right?
Right, and replace it with a modern dynamic management culture. Because the scale of the paralysis back then is honestly hard to overstate. Every single decision meant cross-referencing thousands of pages.
I mean, I can't even imagine the inefficiency.
Oh, it was staggering. What's fascinating here is that under the old system, it took anywhere from 3 to 12 months just to hire one single entry-level employee.
Wow, up to a year just to get someone in the door.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, the demographics showed a much deeper structural failure, too. Like, while 79% of the total public service employees were black, only 38% of directors and above were.
Oh, wow. So that rule book wasn't just slowing things down, it was actively maintaining this huge leadership bottleneck.
Precisely, which is why they needed to shift from centralized control to actually giving local line managers the power to hire and fire.
But wait, I have to push back here. If those line managers were raised in that same toxic, discriminatory culture, won't giving them autonomy just, replicate the same biases just off the official record?
Yeah, well, that's the exact tension the white paper had to solve.
Yeah.
You can't just decentralize power without fundamentally changing how you measure success.
Well, because the old system basically just rewarded seniority, right?
Yeah,
The time in the chair.
exactly. A central office hundreds of miles away can't measure subjective talent.
Right.
So the paper mandated a shift from this blind personnel administration to actual human resource management.
Okay, meaning what exactly?
Meaning managers were given the power to hire, but they were bound by a completely new, rigorously enforced baseline for merit. Promotions weren't just about seniority anymore. It was open, internal competition.
So, what does this all mean? To me, it sounds less like just an operating system upgrade and almost like shifting from a rigid command economy to a free market.
That's a great way to put it. They created an internal market for talent.
Yeah.
And the definition of best skills was radically expanded to focus on true competency, not just academic degrees.
Which brings in the diversity aspect, I assume.
Yeah, diversity became a functional requirement, not just a quota. They expanded it way beyond race and gender.
Like including single parents, right?
Yep, single parents, different age groups, and people from rural versus urban backgrounds.
Which makes total sense. I mean, you can't design effective policies for rural communities if your entire leadership team has only ever lived in major cities.
Exactly. You need people who actually understand the population they're serving.
But changing the culture of 1.2 million people takes years. How did they bridge that immediate gap? Because they needed modern skills right then.
Well, they bypassed the red tape by introducing fixed-term contracts.
Oh, really?
Yeah, ranging from 1 to 5 years. It was basically a structural hack to rapidly inject fresh, scarce talent from the private sector.
People who would never agree to a lifetime government gig.
Exactly. It short-circuited the whole bureaucratic loop so they could modernize in real time while the larger culture shifted.
That is fascinating. So, whether you manage a small team or you're just into organizational psychology, this is basically a masterclass in change management.
Totally. It proves you have to completely dismantle how you operate, not just swap out the people at the top. You have to stop measuring time at a desk and start measuring actual value.
Right. Which leaves you, the listener, with a final thought to mull over. If a government can look at 1.2 million people, tear up 5,300 pages of rigid history, and build a performance-driven culture from scratch.
It makes you wonder, right?
Exactly. What outdated, unwritten rule books in your own workplace or even your own life are quietly bottlenecking your potential and are completely overdue for a rewrite?